This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
Shaver out near half court, 10 seconds. The game is tied at 59. Shaver behind an Armouche screen, 4 seconds to go. Shaver for the win, he got it! 1.4 seconds left, Utah State still with a chance, but Shaver was 0 for 10. Utah State is going to call a timeout, and Shaver dribbled the clock down and took the three.
Shaver behind a Degenhardt screen, 10 to shoot. Shaver, step back, three, got it!
Shaver with his third Mountain America three, and it's 40-37, Boise State back in front.
Welcome back, Idaho Sports Talk. We're Prater in the Ballgame and hitting up our Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline, Mike Prater. 12 consecutive victories for the Boise State men's basketball program. You could say led by probably several players. Certainly one that you could mention is our guest right here, Marcus Shaver Jr., who joins us. Marcus, welcome to the program. And when I just say 12 wins in a row, you guys were 3-4. Obviously, now you're 15-4. What's that mean to you, this streak, and the motivation to keep this thing going?
Man, it just shows everybody's bought in and how good this team is. And everybody has fight on this team, and I love it about it.
You know, Marcus, the game you guys had, actually the last two, you know, the shots you've made, what's inside of you? You guys have that ice water in your veins thing that you guys are doing, but you specifically, Marcus, I mean, you've hit the big shot the last two games. What's that mean? And I'm sure it means a lot with your teammates having the confidence in you that you're the guy that's taking that shot.
Yeah, it means a lot. Just the confidence my teammates have in me. But none of those shots count without E-Man's. Well, it was a team effort, but everybody made big plays down the stretch. But E-Man's big dagger three, to tie the game, my shot wouldn't have been anything without that. And T-Deggy's free throws, man. So it was just a group effort, man. Everybody made big plays down the stretch. And this past week has been crazy. And just so happy to play with this team.
Talking Boise State basketball with Boise State guard Marcus Shaver, getting ready for the game against Wyoming this week. Marcus, let's talk about, you talked about the last 5 days and how crazy they've been. We saw the results. We watched. We listened. We heard everything about it. But put us in your seat. What were these last 11 days, five games, five states? What was it like?
Man, it's been a dogfight. Each game, we know we're going to get every team's best game. And it's been a dogfight this whole week. And I always got to keep things rolling, keep this momentum going. And on to the next one. Never satisfied, so.
Talking to Leon Rice today, he mentioned the word rock bottom. And that's obviously after the Bakersfield loss and the St. Louis loss.
Right.
Rock bottom is no longer a thing for you guys. Talk about your mental confidence, the confidence game. How much different are you today mentally as a basketball team? Because you keep talking about the group as you were after hitting rock bottom.
Yeah, man, hitting rock bottom the only way is up. And this team is so tough mentally and physically, man. And to do what we've done, you have to be so mentally tough. And our veterans are showing that. I mean, the whole team's showing that, from the managers to the head coach. And we're doing a great job, and we just got to keep things rolling.
A Boise State star, Marcus Shaver, hanging out with us here on Prater in the Ballgame. Interesting question for me here, Marcus. You know, you were number 10 at Portland. Last year, you were number one. Now you're back to being number 10. Why'd you change your number, dude?
Man, I wore 10 my whole life. And last year, Ray J took that number, so I couldn't really wear it. So I actually wore zero last year, not one. But I changed my number back because Ray J transferred, so that number was open again, and I have to go back with the number I grew up wearing, so it's only right.
Marcus, the media, the fans, they always think differently than basketball players or athletes themselves. We're starting to think about this team in terms of the NCAAs, getting to the NCAAs. I know there's a lot of work to be done, but are you starting to feel like an NCAA basketball program right now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, but like you said, there's a lot of work to be done. We're just trying to stay in the present right now and just focus on the games that's being played right now, not worrying about what's in the future. And as long as we do that, everything will take care of itself.
You know, Marcus, you played at Shadow Mountain High School in Arizona. Mike Bibby was your head basketball coach down there. He was super famous at Arizona, obviously huge name down there and throughout the NBA. What did Coach Bibby and his staff, in your opinion, do for you in terms of helping you get ready for the big stage that you've been on here in Boise? And heck, the stage just keeps getting a little bit bigger. How much do you owe this to a guy like Mike Bibby for helping you out, man?
Oh, man, I owe him a lot. They helped me with every part of my game, just playing with all the talent that I had on that team as well, just being a star in your role, and also being a leader and a point guard. And also he helped me with my confidence as well, just being more confident player and just everything in my game, man.
Marcus, talking about everything about your game, we're talking the Boise State guard, Marcus Shaver, the big shots these days, the clutch shots, however you want to phrase it. It doesn't seem like any situation matters. Back foot, front foot, 1 second, 10 seconds. You're hitting the shots that matter late in games right now. So put us through your mentality. Right. Have you always been that way? Is it kind of coming naturally, or is it something you work on? Put us in those final 5 seconds.
Man, it's just confidence. And I do actually practice a lot of those late game, late clock type of shots in my workouts. And it's obviously paying off. So got to keep doing that.
Marcus, you led the team in scoring when you were at Portland your final year there before transferring. It could have been easy to say, hey, I know we didn't win a game in league, but hey, it's not my fault. I led this team in scoring. I ain't going anywhere. You played for Terry Porter there, another former All-Star, but what was it like transferring? I mean, leaving those points on the board, having to sit out a full year like you did. And now this year, I see you're getting up there to where you were scoring at Portland. But what's that like transferring, giving away the position and the minutes you gave to start all over at Boise? And that's what you had to do.
Man, I just took it as an opportunity to better myself and just really get better. That I took that year is, man, I got to play against Justinian, Derek Alston, a lot of good players in practice. So I just took every practice as a game pretty much. And that really made me a better player.
Tell us about Wyoming a little bit before we get you out of here, Marcus. They shoot the three exceptionally well. They shoot a lot of threes. You guys don't let teams shoot a lot of threes. How do you think that matchup in particular is going to go against Wyoming, the next team up?
Man, we just got to really lock down. We watched a lot of film on them. We know what we got to do, and really just stick to what we've been doing, man. It's just guarding the three, guarding everything, and everything will be all right.
All right, big shot. It's been fun watching you guys play this year. Hopefully you guys keep this thing going, and we certainly appreciate your time here on Prater and the Ball Game.
Appreciate you having me.
Idaho Sports Talk. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
I love it. There's good Boise State basketball players getting good interviews with these guys, Prater. And hopefully, you know, we've had T. Deggy on this show before. Right?
I love that. Let's write that sucker down.
That nickname, T.
Deggy? Look at JP. He's already not playing along. He should give him the show tease for a Tyson Degenhart news bust. He just he typed in Tyson Degenhart.
He didn't type in T. Deggy.
It's T. Deggy.
This team seems to, like, I think it's real that this team really does like each other. This team really doesn't care who's scoring the most points every night as long as they're winning. Like, a lot of teams will say that, or coaches will say, oh, they like each other, but they really don't. I think it's 100% authentic with this team. I really do.
I know exactly how to cut through that BS. I got that BS meter built in from 30, 40 years of doing this job, ballgame. When they mentioned it once, he's just using it as a convenient excuse at the time. When a coach mentions it over and over and over again, like Leon Rice has, I think it's real.
Mm-hmm. It seems like these guys really do get along, and they don't care about the stats, just the scoreboard at the end of the game. We have Rock Jocks and Pop Culture coming up, but first, T. Deggy. He is honored again by the Mountain West. JP will tell us about that award when we do some news coming up on Prater in the Ballgame here on Idaho Sports Talk. But first, don't forget Sports Radio, the Ticket's going to be your exclusive radio home for both AFC and NFC championship games this Sunday. Bengals Chiefs start at 12:30, Niners Rams 4:30. Find out who makes the next Super Bowl. JP typed out who makes Super Bowl 51. We're on Super Bowl 56 right now, I believe. Super Bowl 51 was in 2016.
Well, who was in Super Bowl 51?
Well, Super Bowl 50 was the Panthers and the Broncos.
You're calling out a typo on me?
So Super Bowl 51 would have been the Patriots and the Falcons. Are we re-airing Super Bowl 51?
Wow, well, that was a pretty good one. That was a 28-3 comeback, wasn't it?
Let me
change that. My God, calling me out on a typo.
There goes your perfect game. Yeah, JP, please. Let's get the news when we come back on KTIK Sports Radio, The Ticket.
This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.